With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports on the latest legal development involving Donald Trump.
In a significant victory for the former president, a New York appeals court agreed to hold off collecting a $454 million bond in the civil fraud trial if he puts up $175 million within 10 days. If he does, it will stop the clock on collection and prevent New York from seizing his assets. Meanwhile, the judge in the Stormy Daniels hush money case has ruled that trial will begin April 15th. That start date represents a three-week delay to give Trump lawyers more time to review more documents. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Changes in the air at Boeing.
The troubled aircraft manufacturer's CEO Dave Calhoun will be stepping down from the top job at the company at year's end. Boeing has been facing increasing pressure from major airlines wanting to know how the company plans to fix aircraft manufacturing problems that have made headlines worldwide in recent months. In another personnel change, board chair Larry Kellner has told the company's board of directors that he will not be standing for re-election. Rich Thomason reporting.
The United Nations Security Council issued its first demand for a ceasefire in Gaza, with the U.S. angering Israel by abstaining from the vote. Israel responded to Monday's vote by canceling a visit to Washington by a high-level delegation in the strongest public clash between the allies since the war began. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu accused the U.S. of retreating by allowing the vote to pass without conditioning the ceasefire on the release of hostages held by Hamas. Down day on Wall Street as the Dow dropped 162 points, the Nasdaq lower by 44, the S&P declined 16, oil up to $81.96 a barrel. SRN News. France considers curbing transgenderism.
French lawmakers will take up a bill that would ban sex change operations on anyone under the age of 18. A growing number of European countries are beginning to push back on the transgender agenda, concluding that allowing children to undergo irreversible surgery in order to live as the opposite sex is harmful. Here in the U.S., more than 20 states have taken similar action, but the Biden administration is fighting them in court. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
West Virginia Republican Governor Jim Justice has signed a bill that will allow public school teachers to discuss creationism in science classes. The measure was proposed by lawmaker Amy Grady, a former public school teacher who says her fellow educators often feel constrained to answer students' questions about the origin of life strictly by referencing the theory of evolution. Grady says the legislation is designed to encourage students to think and ask questions. This is SRN News. Could you be one of hundreds of thousands of taxpayers leaving money on the table for the IRS? Correspondent Jennifer King reports.
The IRS says it has 940,000 unclaimed tax refunds from 2020, totaling more than $1 billion, with an average median refund over 900. The deadline to submit a return for 2020 is May 17th, which was made slightly later than usual because of the COVID-19 pandemic. If taxpayers haven't filed their return for tax year 2021 and 2022, any 2020 refunds would be withheld until they file for those years as well. The agency advises taxpayers to request their W-2, 1098, or other forms from their employer or bank, or order a free wage and income transcript using the Get Transcript online tool at irs.gov. Jennifer King, Washington.
And just a reminder that the deadline for your 2023 federal income taxes is April 15th. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.